This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Riggs, happy playoffs eve. How are you, sir?
I am well, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing swell, even though you said Jonathan like my mother, but yeah, we'll get through that. But yeah, so this is, is this our third or fourth?
I think this is the fourth. We call them One More Beer.
Yeah, correct. It's the pirate ship, essentially. We just kind of go off the rails a little bit, do a one-off topic, usually about some trade deadline, playoff, hockey, etc., stuff like that.
Fun fact, since you brought it up, the last time we did this was...
That was Hundo, right?
March 2023 for the trade deadline. So...
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. So okay. This is the fourth One More Beer 1 year later for Stanley Cup playoffs, a preview.
Oh, that's so nice. That makes me so thrilled. It really does, actually, like in a comical way. All right. So we're going to get into it. But before, what we'd like to do is, it's the playoffs, but we all know, like, some of our favorite teams, well, my favorite team at least, they're golfing, which is nice. I'm golfing too, so I feel very bonded. Out of all the teams that did not make the playoffs, half of the league, yet even though there's talk, they want to put more teams in the playoffs. Subtract whatever you feel about that. Yeah, we're not here to discuss that.
Well, this is the first time in so many years that, like, well, no, it's not even. So the last 3 years... More than half the teams have got, well, less than half the teams are in. So before that, it used to be that it was the other way, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So
now with the full 32, it's half.
Like that's controversial, by the way. That's a thing.
Some want to see more. They want the NHL playoffs to be more inclusive than it already is.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Different topic, different day.
It's a Stanley Cup playoffs, though. Like, it's
exactly,
you know, like,
exactly. I mean, you and I both follow baseball. We know how many teams get in the dance for that.
It's not, yeah, it's not even close to half.
No, right. Not even close. So, sorry about it. But anyway, if you are a team or a fan of, you know, any of those teams that did not get in the playoffs, are there any teams? You don't have to give specific reasons, Riggs, but any teams that you're hopeful for leading into next year, even though they didn't make the dance, you're kind of like, they're moving in the right direction, or you're kind of like, there's just some things here we probably need to monitor. Maybe not worry about yet, but you definitely need to kind of pencil that in as a note.
Before this last season, I'm pretty sure that I was talking about Detroit and Ottawa and Buffalo to, you know, be in the picture, right? To be in the playoffs picture at the end of this season. And unfortunately, they're all out. But Detroit was definitely in the conversation up until, you know, TJ Oshie scored an empty net goal against the Philadelphia Flyers.
Disgusting. So fucking gross.
To eliminate them. Like,
but I violently vomited the second I saw that.
But the Red Wings were right there. They are right there. I think, you know, with, you know, Big Mo Sider, they have Dylan Larkin at captain. They got DeBrincat.
Raymond.
Raymond. Yeah. Like they have a very good team, very young team. I like Lalonde a lot, first because of the history with his family and everything through the NHL, but also I think he's a very good coach. I think he's a good NHL coach. I think he's a good coach for that team at this time where they're going to have young players that need a guiding hand, but also he can put the veteran players that they have into positions to succeed. Couple more moves. I think Detroit is going to make some noise next year.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good thing. I definitely like Detroit. They played meaningful games. And I actually kind of like the fact that, like, Yzerman didn't load up at the deadline. I mean, they signed Kane. Kane actually had, like, a pretty good season considering all. So, good on him. They played meaningful games. Yzerman didn't feel the need to kind of adjust much, which I like. Like, let truly see what you got. They got very close, minus an empty net. Bleh, vomit, gross, but whatever.
I had to bring it up.
It's fine. Multiple people have been coming at me, you know, talking about it anyway, just because they know how disgusted I was about it. So, yeah. For me, I think Seattle, and I'm only saying that because, yes, they got in the playoffs last year. They finished a little outside this year. But I think in terms of how they're progressing, they're doing A-okay. I like the pieces. Beniers took a little step back, but, like, I think that's a good building block, all the team. And Shane Wright, Poo-Poo Pants, got in some games late last season. And also, like, for me, no meaningful games. Montreal, they took some steps. Their talent played spectacular. And especially that last game of the season, they had Lane, Cole, and Nick Suzuki out on a 3-on-3 OT.
Sick.
Oh, my. I was watching that. I was so jacked. I was like, this is going to be, I truly think it's going to be a problem for some teams. If they A, go with that lineup in OT, but also too, like, you got some guns now, and Slavkovsky really took some leaps and bounds this year under Marty. So, like,
absolutely. Yes.
I'm so thrilled. Like, I think that team's going to head some places, and, you know, I'm going to say it and say it tongue in cheek, but I really genuinely mean it. I think Utah, for me, that's going to be a big,
big
bright spot. Hold on. I just want to touch on this. Subtract all the, you know, state / city insert team, or, you know, inactive name team, if you will. But I just want, like, I got the sense they do have some talent. They got some kids. They really do have some horses in the back on that squad.
They do.
And I think Turngay, I don't think he's a bad coach. I actually think he's kind of like, I think he's going the right direction. I think there was so much junk around that team, and I think it weighs on everyone in the organization. It sucks.
If you want to know what was going on with the former / inactive Arizona NHL franchise, take a look at the clips / write-ups of the press conference with the now former owner of that franchise. I don't know how this works.
I think it's weird. I think it's, yeah, we could say, or current inactive owner of insert.
Just go look franchise at that stuff.
Yeah.
That guy is, I don't know what's going on, but none of this was on the players. None of this is on the fans, except the people that were in the building saying Utah sucks or Salt Lake City sucks or whatever they were saying. Those people are dumb. And none of this is on any of the staff that was involved with that club. This is solely on the ownership, and there's no other argument there. Sorry.
So my only two other things, cause you touched on it. We touched on it, and we've talked ad nauseum about this for years, really.
Yeah. And by the way, this is it.
We're done after this. We're full Utah Hockey Club forward. Yeah. We are on the bandwagon.
Yes. Yes.
Salty
hockey.
Exactly. Yeah. Salty hockey. We're in. Tyson Nash, who, like, you know, enforcer in his time, very colorful character. He made a really good comment in the last broadcast, and it stuck with me in an interesting way because he summed it up in a very, like, eloquent, short way. He said, the NHL gave us a gift and we lost it. And I think when he says we, he is referring to the fan base. There's actually quite a bit, like Derek Morris, and there's some other, you know, ex-Yotes that are still out in that area. Cause I mean, Arizona is not a bad place to live. You know, if you're in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, Tempe, like, it's a great place to live. Great place from everything I've heard to, like, raise a family and all that jazz, which is awesome. So, like, the fact that, like, it's been on ownership, and specifically what I do like about Gary Bettman as well is in this instance, yes, he's held on, but finally he reached the breaking point when they lost that town vote in Tempe last year. He was like, you know what? You're on the clock. And I, you know what? Apparently everything I've read about Ryan Smith, he seems very willing, open, and a person the NHL wants to do business with.
It was reported today that they have 20,000 people signed up for season tickets.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Like, that's insane. Like,
yeah.
It just opened yesterday.
Do you think the postman and John Stockton are going to drop the ceremonial first puck?
I mean, that would be a yes. Like,
that'd be awesome.
They have to do that, right?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. We love that stuff. All right. Now we're pivoting. Let's hit Eastern Conference first. We're not going to dig super deep in the sauce. We're going to give a few thoughts, yada, yada. And yeah, we'll just go from there. All right. So Riggs, as I called it, the Flo Rida / Mr. Worldwide series. That is the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Florida Panthers. How you feeling? How you feeling on that?
So I really like the Panthers. I think they're playing very well. I love Bob. I love Matthew. I like where they're going. Tampa though, like Vazzy's back. Kucherov is making a case for the Hart Trophy, right? Like,
I know
a lot of like there are a lot of people that poo-poo this on social media. There's only a few people that are like, yeah, you know, Kucherov should definitely be in the Hart Trophy conversation. There's a lot of people that are like, no, he's not the same as, you know, McDavid and Matthews and blah, blah, you know, the big four, right? But like, I don't know. Like, I think this is a series that goes long. I think it goes 6 or 7 games. Ultimately, I think Florida comes out on top just because of, I'm not sure about Vasilevsky's health versus Bob, right?
Yeah.
And also I think maybe Matt Tkachuk kind of is the I don't know, the straw that breaks the camel's back here. Like, you know, he kind of drags everyone else into the fight and pushes the series over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I think for Tampa, for me, they have two guys that were 90 points and above. That's Braden Point, who no one is talking about, by the
way. Nobody's talking about
flying,
Pointer. Yeah.
Flying
yeah.
insanely under the radar.
Yeah.
Cooch is playing great. Stammer had a decent season. I think Hedman had a decent season, too. Tampa's had a weird, like, I don't want to call it transition because they're not fully there, but like, you could tell, like, kind of like, let's call it Caps, Pens, you know, those teams. They're like, almost like, near the end.
Like 4 yeah. years ago, Caps, Pens.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, if they made some noise in the playoffs, would it shock me? Hell no. They got dudes. Totally
they
fine.
Do. Yes.
I think that matchup first round, though, against Florida, oof, they're nasty. They're going to give it to you. And I like Paul Maurice. I think John Cooper. So, ooh, like, I think they kind of cancel each other out. Bob and Vasi, two Russian goaltenders, very good, very on top of their game. I think it's fine. I think it kind of comes down to that Florida has that unfinished story. They're yes. kind of like, yeah, we don't yeah. care about Tampa. And I do think, like, genuinely from everything you hear, Florida is building something. So I'm kind of with you. FLA. And it probably will go 6 or 7. Like, Tampa's.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Tampa's going to be around. It's not going to be. If it ends early somehow, some way, it wouldn't shock me if it's something where one goal games, all OT, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the next series, we're going to go, who the hell is playing tonight, which is the Islanders and Carolina. I'm not lying, Riggs. I could care less about this series. Canes are going to win.
I don't care. Yeah, Carolina's going to win, mostly because, like, the Islanders struck gold towards the end of the season. Like, they got lucky, and they started scoring some goals. That is not going to continue. Sorry. Like, it's not going to continue.
Yeah.
Carolina is a much better team, top to bottom, except maybe possibly in the blue paint. That is to be decided, but it may not matter. So, and you know, Carolina's coming in healthy. They're fully healthy. So, you know, Svechnikov's there. Aho's good. Everybody's good. So, you know what? It's the Canes, probably 5 games, 6 games, something like that. Islanders probably steal a game or two. But yeah, this is not even a question. It's Carolina.
Yeah, as I stated, who the hell is playing tonight anyway? Exactly. That's why. Then, so we're just, yeah, end it easy. Next, it is the Phil Kessel Phantom Series. This is Boston and T.O., baby.
We're going to do this again.
I know. Completely wild. Insane.
I think the Leafs have some issues. I think they have some problems, and I think it's behind the bench. I think Keefe has lost the team. I think that this is not going to be good. Like, I think Boston is just going to run wild in this series. I don't know. I have this feeling based on the last couple of weeks, like the whole Matthews, like trying to get to 70 thing. And then Keefe comes out and says publicly, like, yeah, that was a huge distraction. And then there's the video of him getting into Matthews' ear, you know, on the bench in that last game about, yeah, you know, he's not going to get to 70 or whatever that was. There's a lot of speculation, right? But I always say, and you know, it's cliche, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think there's some issues there behind the bench and with the players, and it's going to carry over in this series, and Boston is going to run wild on Toronto.
So for me, it's kind of a coin flip. I think 6 or 7. I do think Boston pulls it out.
It's not going to go that long.
But part of me, so here's where I think. I think the Bruins goaltending tandem, everyone talks up how high it is. I don't have those feelings. Right?
Who do you start?
Correct. So where do you go? What do you do? Who knows? But my thing with Toronto is I think Mo shows up, Nylander, Marner, Matthews. I truly believe if Domi and Bertuzzi figure it out, they've done it in spurts, not a whole season. If they figure out, goes to T.O.'s way. If DeBrusque and Charlie Coyle have a great series, it could be super over super quick. Ryan Reeves will be a non-factor.
Oh, we already know this. Non-factor.
And I'm sorry, like, Montgomery is a way better coach than Keefe is.
Yes.
100 times.
Yes.
So I do genuinely think Boston, Toronto, just like, there's something there where I'm kind of like, maybe, just maybe. But then, you know, the Joker side of me that is an agent of chaos, if they got swept, it'd be sick. Like, just to see just the whole world burn. You know,
the way this needs to go is Toronto needs to lose the series and they need to part ways with Sheldon Keefe.
Ooh,
that's the way this needs to go.
Yeah, that's very, very. Yeah, that would be nice. We'll see. All right. So now we're going to do the Mike Gardner grudge match series.
Oh, my God.
Which is the Rangers and Caps. Riggs, what say you as a Caps fan and your boy Sonny Milano is leading the team into the playoffs?
Leading the team? What are you talking about? Man,
he's leading the team into the playoffs.
He's not leading the team into the playoffs. Yeah, Charlie Lindgren. Yeah,
Salon Bills.
Charlie Lindgren is leading the team into the playoffs.
Correct.
And the only way they win this series is if they goalie the Rangers. They have to goalie them. Lindgren has to beat the Rangers. That's how it works. Now, I did see, I saw a lot of numbers today. I was at a local sports bar earlier around dinner time, and they had the NHL Network on. There was a lot of numbers on there. Our friend Bruce Boudreau was on the broadcast on there.
Yes.
Gabby was on there. They had a lot of numbers, and all the numbers were fairly even, you know, 2-2, 2-2 against each other, you know, goals against, goals for, pretty even against each other, all this stuff. The goaltending between Lindgren and Shesterkin, I think Lindgren is a 9-11, Shesterkin is a 9-12, right? So, you know, all, you know, everything on the surface looks even. The Caps cannot score goals. They are minus 37 or 36 or 38, whatever it is, coming into the playoffs. Goal differential, okay? They can't score goals. They can't. The Rangers have Panarin and
Zibanejad.
You can't.
Box.
Like, right.
Yeah, we can go up and down the lineup almost.
You can't. Like, it's not even close, okay? So the Caps have to goalie the Rangers. Can they do that for 4-7 games?
Maybe. No. Maybe.
I think this is a 6-game series. I think the Rangers win.
Yeah, I could see that. So I did some digging too on the whole Caps 36 goal differential. So interestingly enough, in one goal games, what was their record? You know,
they're very good.
Spectacular.
They're very good in close games.
Down the stretch, they were 22-11.
Yeah, they're very good in close games. Yes.
In overtime, you get no points for a loss.
That's right.
Keep that in mind.
Yes.
But, but I think that that team doesn't get bothered in close games.
No, they don't. Now, and by all accounts, they're very close, and they, you know, they fight for each other,
which
and all
is
that
great
bullshit.
So yeah, I think what could happen, I do think like Rags in six probably, but I think if it's like game 1-3, let's say, and it's always close in those third periods, I think that bothers the Rangers way more than it would the Caps.
So the thought that I had today was, don't be surprised if Washington gets the first goal in the first game and actually wins that game. Don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
Because they come out, no nerves, or like, yeah,
well,
whatever.
They've basically been playing for their lives for the last, what, 6 weeks?
Like, yep.
It's literally been that long. So don't be surprised if they come out and they score the first goal and they win that first game. But they're not going to win the series. It may go 6 games. It may even go 7 games. They're not going to win that series.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
All right, we are jumping to the West now. Alrighty, so we'll start with same old fucking song and dance, and I even said it like a week or two ago. Oil and the Kings. How's this go?
L.A. all day.
I like L.A. The numbers don't show it, but I'm telling you, man.
L.A. all day, dude.
I think that scares the shit out of Edmonton, and they're not going to say a word. They're not going to say anything.
They still have goaltending problems. It's the same roster. It's essentially the same roster from last year. L.A. all day.
Yeah. And I also kind of like is an X factor. I think, like for me, if Pierre-Luc Dubois shows up, he's at a so-so season, everyone gets on his, you know, on him. Byfield had 55 points this year. I think he's big, strong horse. He's going to go right down the Oilers' throat, and I think they have no answer for him personally. And also, like, L.A. can skate. The Oil, yes, they got a little bit of depth. I'm not denying that. But I think that third and fourth line that they put out and their D pairings are not as strong as L.A. No way in hell.
When the Kings are keying on McDavid and Draisaitl, can Hyman take Edmonton and put him on his back, right, and take him to the next level? No, I don't think so. I love Zach Hyman, okay? 50-plus goals this year, awesome. But he's not the guy. They don't have the depth.
Yeah.
They can't. It's L.A. all day.
And I think, too, like, Edmonton had high hopes for, you know, Henrique.
Yeah.
And I think he's fit in all right. He's totally fine.
But he's not that guy.
He's not that guy. And also, like, Evander Kane, you've been on a milk carton for a little while. You're supposed to be this fucking power forward they really need. And honestly, if Evander Kane was playing well going to the playoffs, I would probably like kind of go, ugh, this bothers me. But I don't know. For me, Kings, same way. So we think alike.
Yes.
Stellar. So now we're going for the bloodbath series, which is Jets Avs.
This is going to be a war.
This is the bracket buster game series. Like, everyone's going to have a coin flip.
This is the it's 1A, 1B series to watch. Okay. 1A, 1B is going to be one that we're also going to talk about in the West, but 1A, 1B here. So Lando's not ready. Rantanen was hurt late in the season. I'm worried about the Avs. I know they're on the revenge tour, but I'm worried about the Avs. Georgiev did not look good towards the end of the season. So, not sure about Colorado. Winnipeg has just steadily been gobbling up points. I don't know. I feel like this is a long series just because McKinnon is going to do like a Sid Crosby thing and put the team on his back and carry them. And Georgiev is going to do just enough to push it long. But I feel like this is Winnipeg's time as like the next Canadian team to contend for the cup.
So do you, like me, think the Jets are actually the best hope for Canada to get a cup?
I think they are. I think they are. I think they're for real. I think they're
100% for real.
I think they're for real. I think they're for real. With an American goaltender, yes. I think they're for
real. Hell yeah. We're doing it. We're doing big things.
Go Hellebuck.
Yeah, go Hellebuck. I think between Ehlers, Shifley, Morrissey, and Kyle
Nikolai
Connor.
Nikolai Ehlers.
Yeah. I think those skates, dudes are all studs.
Skates like the wind. Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
And frankly, for me, like, I think Colorado, I think, has some issues bubbling under the surface. Not in terms of coaching or anything. I think those guys are a little banged up.
Yeah,
I think there's some questions.
They're hurt.
Questions in terms of depth. And like you said, the goaltending, like, I'm taking Hellebuck all day. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
And I think Rick Bonus, like, he's been to the dance a few times, hasn't done it. I got good vibes again. I got good vibes on him this year.
I'm not a big bonus guy.
Totally fine. Yeah.
I'm not a big bonus guy. I think like the players that they have and the way that they're playing right now, like going into the playoffs, like they're set. They are ready to go right now. Like
I think too, like their GM Shovel Dayoff. He should get some credit. He should totally get some credit. He's been keeping this team locked in, loaded for years. Yes. Go Winnipeg. Go Jets.
But,
go.
But I'll say this. You called it a bloodbath series. It will be a bloodbath.
100%.
Coming out of this series, whoever comes out is going to be, they're going to be fucking banged up. They're like, this is going to be a war.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, I agree. All right, let's see. So the next one, this is the Smash Van series. And this excites me because we're going to see Canucks playoff hockey for the first time in 9 years. So nice.
I said it this week. I think Rick Tocchet is a ding-a-ling.
Yep.
But
he's a nut sack, as I said.
But, but I really like the Canucks.
I do too.
I like Besser. I like the Hughes's brother.
They got Petey.
They got Pettersson. And by all accounts, you know, Demko's there. Like, so I like Vancouver. Nashville, I think this is like a last gasp for Saros, right? Like, I think it's just, it's sort of like the last sort of, I don't know, whatever you
want to call
it. Last
dance for him in Nashville, pretty much.
Yeah.
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 I think, I don't like Brunette.
I hate Andrew Brunette. I think he's terrible.
It really kind of bugs me too. Like, I like Nashville, but part of like, you know, I hate saying it. Barry Trotz was the coach there forever. They always snuck into the playoffs. I think during his tenure, they won like one or two rounds.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And then Lavi took them. They won a few more rounds, got to a cup final. Like, I know you got Josi, who's still a very productive NHL player. You got Philip Forsberg, but I think maybe they need to kind of like have some self-reflection after this year and go,
yes,
what, you know, is it smart for us to continually just get into the dance or be near the dance and not do anything?
Yes.
Like we need to, you know, I think like ask yourself some tough questions after the season in the mirror, Nashville. I do like, I think it'll be 5 or 6 personally, Nux. I think the goaltending is in the issue. I just think the depth in terms of how the Canucks are going to come at them. We'll see what happens. Like the Nashville has some veterans too. So they're going to be ready.
I think Vancouver can skate all over them.
Yeah.
I think they can skate all over Nashville. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I think I really want the Canucks to do some special things this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. And then finally, last series of the entire first round, which is a good team's going to fucking go home this series, which is the Stars and the Golden Knights. And I do genuinely mean that. I think Vegas had a lot of health issues this year. I think that's going to be a problem that they're going up against a very scary, very healthy Dallas team.
I think
is good, dude.
I think the Stars win this.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the Stars win this.
They're really good, really deep.
I think Ottinger steals a game or two that maybe they're not supposed to win. And I think that the rest of the time, they just skate all over Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, kind of the same situation as Vancouver, Nashville. Like, I think the Stars just skate all over Vegas.
You know, there's some looming questions around that team. Like, who knows where Marchessault's head's at with the looming cap issues they're about to have.
Yeah.
Eichel looks healthy, but then you got Martinez and Stone coming back. And if those guys are healthy, I would honestly feel different, but I just don't like, I think Dallas is too healthy, too deep, too good, skates too well. I think they really truly too, after last year with Vegas beating them in the conference finals, I think they're kind of like, you know what? We're sticking to these guys. It's not just our time. They're kind of like, this is kind of a like the wounded animal we're going
at. I'm a big J Rob fan, so I'd love to see him, you know, see some playoff success here and go deep.
Another American goalie with Ottinger.
Ottinger. I still have a soft spot for like Matt Duchene, and Jamie Benn. So like
Joe Pa's there, Sagan.
And I know, like, you know, Jamie Benn kind of dropped in the lineup, but I still have a soft spot for him. So like, I want to see those guys get their due, right? And I think it's time. I think it's Dallas's time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, between like Maverick Bourque, if he gets games, which I think he will, you got Wyatt Johnson, J Rob.
Oh.
Those three guys, I think, can like help push to like Jamie Benn, Sagan, and Pavelski.
Yeah.
But also, too, like all three of those guys are going to pop in points in this series and hopefully quite a few more for Dallas. So, like,
yeah,
those three guys can help. They have a really good decor too. So
yes, they do.
Yeah, man. I'm all in on Dallas too. I really like that team in general. I mean, I think between their D and then you got Ottinger in the back, and you know, they have two like kind of I touched on the D, but like between Sutter, who gets like very little minutes, but smart minutes for him, he's doing well. And then Tanev, like, they got two guys that are like almost like those two guys that every team needs in the playoffs historically.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
you could, you know, obviously they're usually your second or third pair D, but they always just make those plays. Like to me, I'm like, all right, no, let's see what happens.
They're second pair for Dallas, right? So
yeah, like,
they eat up minutes, and I'm pretty sure they both play PK, right? So like,
yes,
it's yep. You know, whatever, because like the first pair is Harley and Haskinen, right? So
yeah,
and by the way, those two guys are fucking awesome.
Oh, like,
yeah,
exactly.
So your second pair is Suter and Tanev. And then the third pair is Lindell and Lundqvist. Like, you're not, you know,
yeah,
they're not hurting, and they're going in healthy.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Dallas's third line near the end of the season, what they were running were Jamie Benn, Wyatt Johnson, who I love, and Danny's best buddy Logan Stankoven.
Yeah,
Stankoven. So like, I think like if that's your third line, you're eating really well. Like you're going. You're going to the Sizzler, dude.
Yeah. They are a very good team. They're very dangerous going into the playoffs here.
Yeah. All right. Let's put a wrap on this. Who's coming out of the East? Who's coming out of the West? And what happens in the Stanley Cup final?
So I haven't done a bracket yet, but I did another playoff pool, which is basically just ranking teams.
Oh, the confidence pool. That's right.
Yes. And I have Rangers at the top and Vancouver second. So I'm saying New York Rangers, Vancouver Canucks, rematch of the 1994 Stanley Cup final.
Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
So who takes a penalty shot? Who takes a penalty shot at that point?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who takes it?
Yeah. No, that'll be fine. That'll be totally fine. We like that. So I also have the Rags coming out of the East, and I personally have the Jets. I think we're going to see
a really good
matchup. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
the only caveat to that is, if it's not the Jets, I strongly think Dallas. They're like 1A, 1B for me. I know really, that's not how we do it, but
it's really hard because I'm like, because I think that, so the way that I ranked this was Rangers, Vancouver, Carolina,
Ew.
Winnipeg. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, okay.
All right.
That's the way I ranked it. But that's not a bracket. It's just, you know, ranking them 16 to or 1 to 16.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that makes total sense. I get it.
Yeah.
I just kind of, I don't know. I just, Carolina is just so icky to me.
I don't want Carolina to win because I don't like Rod Brindamore. I think he's fucking terrible. But
yeah, he's too busy clanging and banging, man. We don't need that here.
That's right.
Doing like snorting pre-workout and shit. Like, we don't need that. We don't need that around here. No, thank you, sir. The only thing too that about the playoffs where I am, you know, kind of a hair intrigued, I guess, overall is there's a lot of, you know, teams already with cap uncertainty next year. Right. Now that kind of goes up. So I'm kind of curious, like, how many teams really kind of put the pedal to the metal and kind of almost like seize the moment of like, oh, this is legitimately the last time we all be together. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was at a local sports bar earlier tonight and the conversation was about like, you know, how's the playoffs going to go and what about next year and everything. And I've not looked at the current salary caps or anything, but I feel like this is Carolina's, like, this is the year. Like, they have to do it. They have to do it this year. I also feel like teams like Colorado maybe have to, like, you know, if they're going to do it again, like, it's this year, right? So how that factors into any of this, who the hell knows? Because as we all know, the way the playoffs go, it's a short, you know, short season sort of tournament here. Pucks bounce, they go off people's legs and asses and whatever, and they go in the net and you win an OT game or you lose an OT game or whatever. Like, who knows? But I do think there are certain teams that, like, it has to be this year. Maybe even Vegas.
Vegas definitely, because Marchessault's a free agent.
Right?
And I think now that you bring up Vegas, Stammer's a free agent this upcoming year.
So this may be, like, again, you know, earlier we said maybe that Tampa's at, you know, the same point in the evolution that like Pittsburgh and Washington were in 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I think Tampa's there now. Right. So, you know, they're still competitive. They're still a threat. They go into this playoffs, they can contend because they have goaltending and they have Kucherov and Stammer.
They went around, depending on how the landscape looks after round one, something weird happens. They could
win.
They could have a good pathway. You never know.
Right.
That's a problem. It kind of depends on how that works. And then,
That's just to say everything that we just talked about for like the last 40 minutes or whatever this was is all bullshit.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It so doesn't matter. So. No, but this ends the pirate ship discussion for this evening, I guess.
This ends the fourth edition of One More Beer of Beers in the Lot. One More Beer bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll catch you probably next year when we do this again.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't want to say we'll do something because we don't do shit. We always say we have such lofty goals, like so many teams entering the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we don't do shit. Oh, well.